time to meet the man from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to our government service, that intricate network of departments, committees, and subcommittees, all of whom keep minutes and some of whom waste hours. There are those who say that government offices tend to live in the past, but in the General Assistance Department, at least, they are more concerned with the present.
Well, too. I like your new tie.
Oh, good. It's a present. It's from Aunt Primrose for my birthday.
Oh, good heavens, too. Is it your birthday? Wish I'd known.
Oh, didn't you? I put it in your desk diary.
Well, what's the good of that? You know, I never look at it. Anyway, you've done very well with that lovely new tie.
I'm glad you like it.
But isn't the tie you usually wear all covered in breakfast stains? Mm-hmm. I wonder you don't get an advertising fee from the Egg Marketing Board.
Well, egg stains are jolly hard to get off ties, and I do enjoy poached eggs for breakfast.
Yes, well, why not have them boiled, like I do?
Oh, you shouldn't boil ties. They get all wrinkled and shaped.
Now, look here, too. I'm off to my club for lunch. Now, don't forget that Ministry of Defence job, will you?
Oh, yes, we're drafting a parliamentary reply for them, aren't we?
I'm not, too. You are. And they want it delivered to the House by 2 o'clock, remember?
Bother, I was hoping to spend this morning learning Russian.
Learning Russian?
Yes, it's my new hobby. I've decided to learn Russian. Could be very useful if Russia ever joins NATO.
Extraordinary business.
I borrowed these teach-yourself records from the Civil Service Record Library.
Oh.
You use them with this phrase book.
With the phrase book, yes. I see. Let's have a look at that then.
There you are.
Yes, useful Russian phrases. That efficient collective tractor has just run over my foot.
Yes. They've got phrases for every situation the visitor's likely to meet.
Yes, yes. I now see the error of my ways and wish to make a full confession.
And there's a section for traditional Russian jokes and proverbs. Here we are. The pig that you keep in the bedroom smells as bad as the one in the yard.
Yes, quite, yes. Well, now, put it away now before you get overexcited, too. Yes. Okay. And get on with that parliamentary reply. I'll send Mildred in on the way out.
Yeah, but, well, don't you... I have... Oh, he's gone. And this next one was just right for him. The cock is first at the feed trough, but it never lays any eggs. Now, let's just have another look at this tie in the mirror.
Mr. Lennox Brown said you wanted me to take something down, Mr. Lamb.
Oh, yes, Mildred, I see, yes. It's that parliamentary reply for the Ministry of Defence.
Oh, but yes.
Before we start, do you notice anything different about me?
Different?
Round about the neck.
Oh, yes. It's your collar. That little frayed bit's come unstitched again.
No. The tie. It's a new one. Aunt Primrose sent it for my birthday.
Oh, I didn't know it was your birthday. Well, many happy returns, Mr. Lamb.
Oh, thank you, Mildred. Yes, today I'm a year older. It's a new material this tie, you know.
Yes, Mr. Lamb, it's ever so nice. Now, look, it is nearly my lunch hour, so...
Yes, quite. The parliamentary reply. Now, let me see, where did I put my notes? Ah, yes. Are you ready?
Yes, Mr. Lamb.
Right, here we go, then. I can assure the House that our Navy is in a high state of readiness. It's crease-resistant, you know, Mildred.
Yes, Mr. Lamb.
It won't wrinkle when you knot it, like most ties. There's a word for it. What is it now?
Can we finish the dictation, please, Mr. Lamb?
What? Oh, yes, I see. I'm sorry. Among recent additions to the fleet are HMS Curlew, HMS Fearless, and most important of all, HMS... Uncrushable, that's the word.
Yes, Mr. Lamb.
Yes, Uncrushable. It's been successfully tested up to 500 knots, you know. Not a crease.
Yes, Mr. Lamb. 500 knots, you say?
That's right. It's made of a new non-iron material.
Mr. Lamb, I'm in me lunch hour.
Oh, yes,
I've got to meet me boyfriend at 1 o'clock. Can we please finish this off?
Well, all right. If you'll stop chattering about your boyfriend, we'd get on a lot quicker.
Right?
Now, where was I? We'll have to rush. The question's coming up in the House at 2.
Can the minister tell the House whether he is satisfied with the present state of Britain's naval readiness?
Come along, MacGregor. Where's the reply to this one?
Hey, well, the ministry, we're rushing it across, sir, but it doesn't seem to be here yet. There's a messenger waving over there. I think he may have the reply. If you could just keep going for a moment, sir.
Oh, well, be quick, then.
In answer to my right honourable friend, I should like to say that the record of the previous government in this matter was deplorable. They didn't realise the need to be fully prepared at all times. And when asked about naval affairs, they always preferred to attack our party rather than get down to the facts.
Here we are, sir. Here we are. Here's your answer.
Oh, and about time, too.
Now, my right honourable friend has asked me about the present state of Britain's navy. And here is my answer. I can assure the House that our Navy is in a high state of readiness. Among recent additions to the fleet are HMS Curlew, HMS Fearless, and most important of all, HMS Uncrushable. This has been successfully tested up to 500 knots. And furthermore, is made of a completely new non-iron material.
Evening Globe, news editor speaking. No, I haven't the time. We're just tying up the afternoon edition. Sorry. George, we've got to find something to pep up this front page. Look at it.
Yes, right now the most exciting thing is this little panel saying the cartoonist's on holiday.
Anything big in the teleprinter tray?
Let's see now. Foul language on television show, pop star in paternity suit, economic disaster imminent. No, it's all the usual stuff.
Hello, what's this? Excitement in Parliament. Hmm? Minister reveals Britain has amazing new battleship, HMS Uncrushable.
HMS Uncrushable? Oh, that's a new one on me. Could that make a lead story?
Oh, you bet it could. She can do 500 knots, according to this report. Well, that's a fantastic speed.
Yes, this'll put Britain's navy well ahead of the rest of the world.
Get on to the people who drafted this reply. We need more details. We'll splash this in the late edition.
Right. Operator, get me the press room at the House of Commons. Fred will know the department to get on to.
Right. I'll hold the front page.
Good afternoon, Admiral. May I take your hat and coat, sir?
Thank you, Plunkett. Thank you. Tell me, is Mr. Lennox Brown still in the club?
Mr. Lennox Brown, sir? Well, now, let's see. It's Monday, and he takes a shorter lunch than usual on a Monday. What time is it now, sir?
Nearly 4:15.
Ah. Oh, well, in that case, he'll be with his brandy in the smoking room, sir.
Good. I'll go through. Audrey, there you are. How are you?
Well, hello, Bobby.
I just dropped in to thank you for that parliamentary reply. Very, very, very prompt.
The what? Oh, the reply. Yes. Oh, well, glad to be of service, Buffy, you know. It gave it my personal attention, of course.
Yes, I could see that. Yes, very thorough.
Quite well. It's no good leaving these things to the junior staff. Old Rudge at the Foreign Office used to do that. Hmm? Do you remember Rudge?
Rudge.
Yes, odd chap. Used to breed hamsters in his filing cabinet. Tragic business.
Yeah, tragic. Well, that reply of yours caused quite a stir in the House, you know. HMS Uncrushable and so forth.
Did it? Yes, good. HMS Uncrushable, you say?
Yes. You know, even some of our chaps in the Ministry of Defence hadn't heard about her, you know.
Hadn't heard about Uncrushable? Dear me, I can hardly believe it. Well.
Good, none of them would admit it, but I could tell they were in the dark. Yes, luckily, of course, I knew all about her.
Yes. Of course.
She does 500 knots, you know.
Really? 500 knots? Well, that's remarkable, isn't it? Is that fast?
Yes. Why, in miles per hour, that's nearly... It's very fast. Faster than anything else we've got. One thing about your department, you know, you can always be relied on to check your facts. I mean, this parliamentary reply was obviously a very thorough job. Double-checked all along the line, wasn't it?
Well, I suppose that is... yes, of course.
Of course. Did it all yourself, as you said. Spread it. Will you join me in another brandy?
Well, that's very civil of you, Buffy. And then I really must get back to the office, you know. I can't leave them alone for too long. Never know what they get up to.
I'm absolutely starving, Mildred. Starving. Number one isn't back from lunch yet, and I can't go till he comes.
Oh, it's a shame. You know, he's got no right keeping you here all this time.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I had a lovely lunch with my boyfriend. Mm. We went to that new fish restaurant, the Heavenly Place.
Oh. Since 11 o'clock, I've had nothing but a fluffy toffee I found in the inn tray.
I rather fancied the succulent, juicy steak lips.
Oh.
Or the plump, golden, southern fried chicken. Oh. But in the end, we had the crispy sea fresh cod with tangy lemon and deep French fried potatoes.
Oh, Mildred, I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear me. I'm going on a bit, aren't I? Look, why don't you try and take your mind off it, Mr. Lamb?
Yes, that's the answer. Think of something else. I know. I'll brush up my Russian.
I'll get your Russian records for you. Now, where are they?
Don't worry. I put them in a safe place. Now, where was it? Ah, yes. I put them under the cushion of that chair you're sitting on.
What? Under this cushion?
Yes, it...
Oh, flipping heck. Just look at them.
Oh, good heavens, Mildred. What have you done? They're all broken.
Gee, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Lamb. Still, I wasn't to know they were there, now was I?
The Civil Service Record Library won't like this. The only Russian language course they had.
Oh, Mr. Lamb, what are we going to do?
Steady, Mildred. There's only one thing we can do. We'll have to replace them with another set.
Another set?
Yes, I want you to go out now and try all the record shops. You can borrow some money from the petty cash.
Fine.
Yes. Don't come back till you've got a complete set of Russian language records.
All right, Mr. Lamb. Oh, and do cheer up. I mean, after all, you did get a nice new tie for your birthday.
Yes, that's true. And I got this book.
Oh, yes?
35 to 45, A Man's Difficult Years. Oh, and I got a new pair of shoes, though I couldn't wear them in the office. They're rather stiff and make a bit of a noise when I walk. General Assistant Spartan, Richard Lamb squeaking. That's speaking.
Evening, Globe here, sir. We wonder if you can confirm...
Just a minute, will you? Righto, Mildred. Now, run along and see about getting those records.
Right here, sir.
Yes. I'm sorry about that. What was it you wanted us to confirm?
It's this uncrushable business. It seems you've really got a winner there.
Uncrushable business.
We were told you could fill us in on the details. Tie up all the loose ends.
Tie up all the... Oh, that's uncrushable business. Yes, it is rather good, really.
500 knots. It's hard to believe.
It's quite true, I can assure you, but I've no idea the national press would be interested.
Not interested? This is a big story, Mr. Lamb. Another triumph of British technology.
Is it?
I doubt if there's another one in the world like it.
Good heavens, Auntie must have gone to a great deal of trouble.
Pardon? What did you say?
Oh, nothing. Well, under the circumstances, I'm rather flattered. What do you want to know about it?
Everything you can give us. What sort of shape is it?
Well, now, let's see it. Oh, quite conventional, sort of long and thin and pointed at both ends.
Yes, but what about the design?
Yeah, the design. Well, there's a sort of blue streak in it.
Hey! A blue streak? You mean to say it's got a blue streak?
Yes, several of them, in fact.
Several blue streaks? Can I quote you on that? I mean, it's not covered by the Official Secrets Act or anything.
I shouldn't think so. No, after all, anyone can see for themselves.
They can? Well, where is it at the moment?
Well, where do you think it is?
Yes, I see. Security, eh? Well, what about tomorrow? Where will it be then?
Well, I thought I'd try it out in the wash. See if it's as good as they claim. You know, check this non-iron business.
So it'll be in the wash, eh?
Yeah, yes, sir.
George, get on to our East Anglia people. Can we send up a photographer to get a picture?
Well, if you really think it's worth it.
Well, of course. The public will want to see this record breaker for themselves.
Oh, good afternoon, too.
Ah, there you are, one. I'm sorry, mister. I'll have to hang up now. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
What was that all about, too?
Oh, a newspaper asking about this tie Aunt Primrose gave me. I suppose the manufacturers are drumming up a bit of publicity, and the paper are giving it one of their twiddly bits on the gossip page.
Oh, odd business. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not late, am I, too? I mean, I haven't delayed your lunch.
Well, after all, I mean... Good heavens, 4:45.
Go.
I might just get to the staff canteen before they close. Snatch a stale fish paste sandwich and a lukewarm cup of tea.
That's right, my dear fellow. Off you go and enjoy yourself. It is your birthday after all, isn't it? Yes. Anything happened while I was away?
Yes, Mildred sat on my language records and broke them all. She's out trying to replace them.
Mildred? Broke all your language records?
I can't hear this.
Dear me, I am sorry. Yes, well, off you go and get your fish paste sandwich, too.
Fish paste sandwich, he says. Why doesn't he take a run?
There they are. Poor fellow's looking quite picky. Not eating properly, that's his trouble. So I want to speak to him about it. General Assistance Department?
Evening Globe here. I think we were cut off a moment ago.
Cut off? Oh, I have it. You're the chap with the twiddly bits. Yes. Well, now, look, that was my number two you were speaking to, you see. I'm afraid he's left. Anything I can do?
Well, now, I was just saying to your colleague, you seem to have quite a record breaker there.
A record breaker?
Yes, he was telling me about her. She's broken several already, I understand.
Oh, records. He mentioned that to you, did he?
Well, he was just giving me the details. Tell me, what's her superstructure like?
Superstructure? Is that what you call it? Well, I can't say I've studied it all that closely, really. I suppose you could say she's, well-built.
Well-built, hmm? I suppose she is all British.
Oh, through and through.
So I can say that every part of her has been handled by British shipyard workers.
I beg your pardon,
How do the sailors feel about her?
Well, really, I don't think that's at all a proper question, if you don't mind my saying so.
Yes. Strict security, eh?
Look here, I can't waste time discussing this matter, Mr. Globe. No, you'll just have to use what you've got there. Goodbye. What a fuss about Mildred breaking a few gramophone records. Strong. Oh, well, now then, where's that form I was studying? Irish lad, 5-4 on. Won his last two races in the second to Red Herring in the Gold Cup, Kempton Park. Ah, yes, I think he's shown good form this season. Really, can't work in peace. Oh, I hope it's not that fool Pitkin. General Assistance Department.
Pitkin here.
Oh, Sir Gregory. Yes, how nice.
Now, look here, Lennox Brown. The PM's been on to me about this new battleship, HMS Uncrushable.
My word, the Prime Minister... Well, he certainly sticks his, takes a personal interest in everything.
And he wanted to know all the details, just to check the facts he already had.
Check the... Ah, I see, Sir Gregory. Yes.
He'd been to know about it, but between you and me, I got the feeling he'd never even heard of the ship.
Incredible.
Uncrushable. Yeah, well... Well, of course, I gave him the general picture, all the facts I had to hand, but... Well, I thought you could just remind me of the details. You've got them all there, haven't you?
I have? Oh, yes. Oh, of course I have, Sir Gregory. My word, yes. As a matter of fact, my number two, he's been working on this, you see. Yes, he knows even more about it than I do. Ah, here he comes now. Perhaps I could call you back later, Sir Gregory.
Right, Lennox Brown. And don't forget, I want you to fill me in.
It'll be a pleasure, Sir Gregory.
The canteen was closed when I had to pop out and get a pie from the grocer's. I thought I'd eat it here.
Yes, well, never mind about that, too. Never mind about that. You can tuck in later,
but
my dear.
I haven't eaten since...
Yes. Well, look, you mustn't let gluttony get the upper hand. Oh. The permanent undersecretary wants details of this new battleship. The PM's been on to him.
The new battleship?
Hmm.
What new battleship?
Here, I couldn't get him, Mr. Lang. Oh, I'm
sorry. Am I interrupting? Yes, Mildred, you are. But since you're here, we might as well know what you couldn't get.
It's them Russian records. None of the shops has any.
Oh, dear, I'll be drummed out of the Civil Service Record Library. They'll cut off my Bartok concerto.
Yes, too. But look, let's get back to the problem in hand, please. Now, this battleship, HMS Uncrushable.
HMS, I can't say I remember that one.
Oh, yes, Mr. Lamb. It's in the evening paper. Here, look. Breakthrough for Britain, it says. Record-busting battleship
Let me see that. A ministry spokesman today confirmed that HMS Uncrushable, the Royal Navy's new supership, has been successfully tested at over 500 knots.
The spokesman further revealed that the ship is armed with several Blue Streak missiles.
I think that answers Sir Gregory's questions, one. The details are all here. I mean, they must be accurate. They're in the paper.
Of course I did. Yeah, but where did the paper get their details from?
Oh, the Minister of Defence, I imagine. He was dealing with the naval strength in Parliament today.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Lamb. And we supplied all the facts for him, remember?
So he did. Oh, well, it's all right then. We're reliable enough.
Two. You're babbling again. What did your parliamentary reply say?
There's a copy on the disc here. I'll read it.
Yes, well,
I assure the House that the readiness and the difference in the strength of the beast. HMS Uncrushable tested up to 500. Mildred.
Well, I only wrote what you said, sir.
There's something the matter, too?
This battleship everyone's so excited about. It isn't a battleship at all. It's my Aunt Primrose's necktie. The one she gave me for my birthday.
Oh,
I was telling Mildred about it while she was taking things down, you know. That reply, you know. Oh, dear.
But the paper says a ministry spokesman confirmed it. Now, who'd be silly enough to... You would. Wouldn't you, too?
Well, I thought when the newspaper rang, this is my necktie. I naturally...
You're in trouble, too. Oh, my word. Yes, and you've got Admiral Buffington in trouble as well.
Oh, dear.
Yes, why, only this afternoon we were talking about this, you know, and I said to Buffy... Hey, oh, dear. Too, this is really terrible.
My goodness, it's the national press. Sir Gregory Pitkin, and now the Prime Minister. How are we going to explain it? Oh, the mind boggles.
Boggling will get us nowhere, too. Now, we've got to look at this calmly. First, there isn't a battleship at all, right?
I know that.
Ah, yes, you do now. But while you didn't know that you should have known, you were pretending that you did, weren't you?
I suppose I was.
Exactly. So was I, and so was everybody.
Yes.
Yes, so we were all covering up for something we didn't know and thought we ought to have known. So there's only one thing we can do. We bluff it out.
And here is the news for Tuesday, the 11th. Throughout the world, there is keen interest in the Navy's new super battleship HMS Uncrushable. According to first reports, she was anchored in the Wash. But reporters who hurried to the spot were informed by a ministry spokesman that she had just left for a courtesy visit to Tristan da Cunha. The news for Wednesday the 12th. HMS Uncrushable. Reporters on their way to Tristan da Cunha were told today that the battleship had already left for the South Pole. Reports of sightings continue to come in. According to the first mate of the tramp steamer Liberian Lady, she was a fearsome great monster of a thing, engine screaming and all painted purple. He declined to answer further questions and struck our correspondent with an empty whiskey bottle. Thursday the 13th. The high speed of HMS Uncrushable is making it difficult for the world's pressmen to catch up with her. A plane load of reporters en route to the South Pole were informed that she has now left for the North Pole. Pressed for exact details of her position, a ministry spokesman glanced at a book on his desk and said he thought it might be 45 degrees north, 35 degrees east. Friday the 14th. Following yesterday's report that HMS Uncrushable was 45 degrees north, 35 degrees east, the Soviet government have protested that the ship was infringing her territorial waters. The ministry spokesman said yesterday's position was given in error. It should have been given as 35 degrees north, 45 degrees east. When it was pointed out that this was the middle of the Syrian desert, he replied that the entire matter was covered by the Official Secrets Act.
I don't like this at all, man. We can't possibly keep it up. We're making mistakes left, right, and center.
Nonsense, too, nonsense. Everything is going very, very smoothly.
What?
Where should we send her today?
Well, I suppose I could close my eyes and stick a pin in the wall map again.
Yes, all right, but this time be careful. You've already scratched the paint, punctured the painting of Gladstone, and given Mildred a very nasty shock.
Today's newspaper, sir, they're still full of it.
Are they? Oh, let's have a look. Oh, my word, yes. They've started making up their own details. Listen to this one, too. The human drama of Uncrushable. The men who sail and the women who wait. By Godfrey Nichols.
It's too good to last. We're sure to be found out sooner or later.
I can't see why you're worried, too. Everyone believes it. Well, look at this item here.
Huh?
Look, Prime Minister arranges personal visit to new battleship.
Oh, well, if he said it... He's what? Oh, no. I mean, he couldn't, because...
Here he'll be looking round here, and it won't be there.
Yes. Oh, well, now, this does make things a bit awkward,
I
yes.
Should say.
Yes. Well, I see here that he's arranged the inspection for tomorrow. Issued orders for Uncrushable to be recalled immediately.
Well, that's it. That's the end. They've got us by... We're doomed.
Steady, too. Steady, please. Now, there must be a way out of this. Now, let me think.
This is John Curl with the news and radio newsreel. First, the news. It was announced an hour ago that Britain's latest battleship, HMS Uncrushable, sank without trace in the Indian Ocean this afternoon. We begin radio newsreel with an interview with the two ministry spokesmen who gave the news. Mr. Lennox Brown, your department is to be congratulated on making such a full and frank statement.
Well, it's no use trying to fool people, you know. Honesty is the best policy, I always say.
Was there much loss of life?
Good gracious me, no. No, nobody harmed at all, really. Though my number two had a nasty attack of boggling at one point.
What, in your opinion, caused HMS Uncrushable to sink so suddenly?
Well,
it went too fast, you know. Yes, I always said it went too fast for its own good.
Nevertheless, HMS Uncrushable was certainly a triumph of British engineering and imagination.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Especially imagination. Yes. It was a great loss, yes. And all its blueprints went down with it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, and not only that, several other things were on board when she sank.
Oh, yes, lost without trace, of course.
Oh, without trace. We have a list here. Now, let me see. There was a full set of Russian language records on loan from our department. Several rather difficult files we've been working on were lost. The Willesden sewage report.
Yes, and that rather tricky traffic sensors.
Oh, that, yes.
Anything else, too?
My typewriter rubber.
Oh, don't be silly, too. Yes, well, I think that was the lot. Other items may be included, of course, in our final report. Morning, Mildred.
Oh, Sir Lennox Brown, you're early today, sir.
Early, yes. Well, the trains are running later than usual. Yes. I got to the station at 9:40 to catch the 9:50 and caught the 9:30 by mistake. Yes. Is there any work in?
Well, there's this memo from the Ministry of Defence, sir.
Oh.
They wanted to draft a parliamentary reply about the Air Force.
Yes.
Ah, good morning, man. Thank heavens we got that Uncrushable business sorted out. I feel a new man this morning.
Yes, well, I'm very glad to hear it. You can get on with drafting this parliamentary reply.
Right you are, man. I say, do you know I got a late birthday present this morning? Delayed in the post. A splendid pair of socks.
It seems the minister's giving a report on our latest aircraft.
They're awfully good. Extra strong elastic. Guaranteed to stay up as long as required.
Take them off this instant.
Yeah, no, what are you doing?
Don't mention them again in this office, please.
I got them for my uncle.
Take them off, too, will you?